Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. We're a role-playing game, actual play podcast. You can listen to us play through one-shots, campaigns of various games, including Deltagreen, Eclipse Phase, Worldwide Wrestling, Red Markets, and more. With 4+ years of archives, there's something for everyone. Tune in with whatever podcast app you use by searching for Technical Difficulties Gaming Podcast, or visit us online at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com. Like what you hear? Join us on Patreon for sneak peeks and seats in quarterly games. Thanks for listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. This is Greg, and I am joined by some folks, and we are here for some slasher flick.
Hey, guys. We're going to be playing slasher flick tonight, and we're going to be playing in good old New England, my backyard area. We're going to be near a town called Freetown. And we're going to be studying crazy cryptozoological crap, because that's what you guys are up to. So before I go into more on the details, let's go through who everybody is and who what they're playing. I'll start at the top with Ben.
So my primary is Richard Kitchens, who is the skeptic of the group and is mostly doing it because it's a activity. He, you know, they get to go out into parks and stuff, and he needs to stay active. Yeah, that's more or less why he's here.
And your secondary?
My secondary is Regan Bear, who is just like likes this stuff. That's why she's here. He's the social media manager of the college group.
Gotcha. All right, so next on the list would be Mike.
Hello, tonight I will be playing John Jackson, the athlete, the extrovert who is here just because it sounded like fun. And my secondary is Paul Franklin, who John just dragged here against his will, because he knows how to fix cars.
Can be helpful.
And then last but not least, we have Greg.
I am playing Lex Reynolds as my primary. He is the cheerful cameraman. So he's the guy who is getting a communications degree and is carrying a video camera and is not that bright. My secondary is Julius DiBiase, who is the callous rich kid who helps fund the group. And is a natural leader, but also not that bright.
Okay. So, all right. We start out with apparently most of you are not actually that interested in cryptozoology, apparently. You're just here because you like hanging out outdoors.
It's almost like it's reflective of our current society.
I don't know what you're... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm all for finding them puck wedgies.
So it starts. So you guys go to local college A. Insert whatever.
Is it a state or is it a not state school?
Oh, it's just a state funded college.
Nice.
Go to Bristol Community College. It is local. It is right in Fall River. It is actually right off of Route 24, which is what you would hop on to then head over to get toward Freetown Forest. You guys decide to take a long weekend and go out there and camp out, figuring you're going to be keeping away from most people anyway. That's probably not a bad idea. And that's what you plan to do. You don't really let anybody know because, well, you're not really supposed to be out and you're not supposed to camp overnight in these woods because it's not set up. What did you guys
do? Lex, in addition to change of clothes and normal stuff, packed the video camera just in case. He's got a good XLR that also has a camera video mode. Mm-hmm. Julius, in addition to his stuff, packed a flask of Macallan 21 that he isn't telling anybody about because he's saving the good stuff for himself.
Okay.
Yeah, so Regan brought her cell phone. The reception is shit out here, but it's mostly for like selfies and, you know, taking pictures that will be posted on Facebook and TikTok and everything. And Richard brought a map and compass and actually knows how to use it in case we actually get lost.
Okay. Richard, did you guys bring any tents and gear and stuff like that?
I mean, I would assume that's all covered in as well, but okay. I can account it as a personal item.
Yeah. Mike, what about you guys?
John decided that he was going to bring his flashlight, but it's not like a mag light. It's one of those that you can strap onto your head. Because, you know, he likes to go for night runs, and it makes it easier for seeing where he's going. And Paul, he was just bored. He brought a couple packs of beef jerky to munch on while the rest of everyone just wanders through the woods.
Okay. Alright, so you guys have packed up, crammed everything into one vehicle. You've got...
I was supposed to be muted. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So you guys took somebody's mom's SUV for the weekend. You're going to go hide it in the woods somewhere, parked off the road a bit. And you head out toward the forest. It is off of a main highway, and then you basically take a little dirt road, which leads you to a kind of secluded parking lot. You know you can't really leave the car there. So where do you guys think you want to put the car? If you're going to hide it, you're going to have to hide it somewhere. Maybe along the edge of the woods. Maybe you want to try to take it off-road. What's the plan?
We're definitely driving down one of those little, like, biker ATV trails that people inadvertently create, despite the fact that most of the time they know they're not supposed to, and just try to put it in a nice little clearing.
Okay. Whose car is it? Whose mom's car is it?
Julius's?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's an Escalade.
Yeah. No, it's a Hummer, because it has to go off-road.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there you go.
Roll me a brains check to not get stuck.
Sure. Forgetful will not hurt him in this case, so I at least get 3. Mm-hmm. Appropriately enough, a pair of 1s. Well, it's not a kill scene.
No,
so
it's
still...
not. So
I guess that would mean, like, we do get it safely parked, but it does get quite a bit of mud caked on it, which actually might help. So maybe
it does. On the wheel when we try to, like, get it out and has his leg ripped off.
So you get it off-road. You're not really sure how Julius managed to get this big vehicle down that tiny trail. And then you look behind you and there's just a wake of dead and broken branches and trees. And a lot of fresh scratches on the paint job.
But looks good, man. Nice park job.
All right. So you guys have parked the vehicle. You've got it somewhere somewhat less conspicuous. It is late in the evening on Friday. So it's, say, after 8 o'clock. So it's already starting to get dark out. You know there's not really going to be anybody around. And... there is a nice looping trail you can follow. If you follow the trail, it actually leads you to a place called the Cliff, which looks over a small quarry of water where there's fish and life in it. And it is about 100 feet straight up in the air. You can sit out on the rocks. You can watch the sunset from there. It's a very pretty area. A lot of people like to go there. But it's evening, so no sun. Do you guys want to just head straight out and make camp? Are you going to linger? Are you going to explore a bit? There's still some daylight.
We got to get some B-roll for the page. Oh.
Obviously.
Morning shit.
Yeah, you guys.
Well, who's our spokesperson? Like, who's the one who's doing the whole, like, David Attenborough thing?
Oh, the rich asshole's got to do it.
Julius.
Okay.
So,
yeah, you guys. My pair will go shoot B roll then.
Yeah, you guys do that while my guys just start unpacking the camping stuff.
Yeah, Richard and Regan also probably.
All right, so you guys load up your stuff to head out to where you're going to go and you're filming along the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you seem to get there pretty easily. It's an uphill hike. From where you parked the vehicle, you are heading in a easterly direction, east by southeast direction, since you've got the guy checking the map.
Are we, staying on a trail, or...?
There is a trail you can stay on. You can choose to go off-trail if you want.
No.
No.
Are you sure? We'll get some good B-roll if we go off.
I'll give Greg a genre point for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
You guys do not have to go off trail if you do not want.
Now let's just get to the campsite that for now, and we'll go off trail. We'll do all the fun shooting stuff tomorrow.
You've got all day tomorrow and most of the day Sunday.
Yes, Lex will have plenty of time to get more footage later. Okay.
Bro, that sounded kind of ominous. You okay?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We're going to be able to get more B-roll footage. That's all I said.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
I love this game.
So yeah, we'll shoot some B-roll.
Okay. So you get some cool, light flittering through the leaves and stuff. You occasionally catch a bird. Who is it Regan? Regan jumps in front of the camera several times and does some pretty poses and stuff, trying to be all Instagram girl.
Yeah. Add some filters.
Regan, it's B-roll. You can't be in the B-roll. You'll be in the A-roll.
Well, we can put it on the page. What's our upload speed up here?
Let me check.
Upload speed? What's that?
Oh, okay. So it's just not action at all.
You look at your phone, do you have 0 bars?
Well, I mean, we'll save it for when we get back.
Goddamn, why'd you go with AT&T, man?
Yeah. I couldn't get this phone on another service.
That was a dig at me, and I know it.
Right. Paul is lagging behind everyone, just in an annoyed mood. He did not expect to have to haul all of this crap up there.
Is nobody helping?
Oh, I'll help. Richard will.
Lex will help when he stopped. Lex will help when he stopped shooting footage.
There you go. You got teamwork. All right. Are you guys planning to camp out on the big rock platform up top, or are you going to camp off in the wood line itself?
Julius goes, I think we should camp on the rock line. That way we'll be able to get a beautiful view of the stars.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I agree. Have you seen the view to the little pond down there? It's great.
Not yet. Oh, it's quite lovely.
If you are standing up and looking close over the edge, roll me a freakout check.
Oh, dear. That spirit?
Yes. You are 100 feet straight up. It is a sheer drop.
Pair of fours.
You're good. You get a moment where you get that succumb to the void feeling that people have described, where you get that little voice in the back of your head that's like, just jump. And then you're like, yeah, whatever. You're like, you know, that's just your mind going, you know, weird.
Maybe we should move it a few feet back.
It is a large amount of area, so you could theoretically put a couple tents far enough back that you'd be pretty safe. There's also room for you to set up a campfire up there if you plan on doing that.
Good. I have Richard put up like some kind of like marker for the cliff edge, especially that's like kind of bright. It has like a hunter's orange or something so that it can be kind of seen at night.
Do you have like a bright orange t-shirt or something you brought with you?
Oh, sure. Can I roll a skill for that?
Yeah. Roll a brain check to see if you thought to bring one.
A brain's outdoorsman.
A what?
D6. Oh. What the fuck? Oh, God. It's happening again. 134, 5, 6. Damn it. I fucking hate this game. Jesus. Ugh. No, I didn't have a bright orange shirt.
Of all the things to fail, not packing a t-shirt is probably one of the better things to fail at.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that looks safe.
So we'll go cliff diving. It'll be fine.
No, I don't know how to do
no.
That. That's why I'm saying it'll be fine.
So you guys are setting up?
Oh, they draw graffiti all over it. How
cute. Oh, yeah, there's graffiti all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
At least Tom Hart's Natalie. That's nice.
A Ted? Oh, Todd, yeah.
I think it's Todd. Yeah.
It's Todd.
He said Tom there for a second.
I thought he said Tom as well.
Alrighty, yeah, get camp set up.
Okay.
Yep. John and Paul are setting up their tent. They sleep together in their at night. And they've got one of those little tiny pop-up tents.
Okay.
Lex has a bog standard camping tent. Julius has a very luxe tent that he's only willing to share with Reagan.
Oh yeah, Reagan will join him. She didn't bring a tent. And Richard only has a pretty basic, like, utilitarian tent.
Just like a little, like, elastic cord pole tent?
Yeah, I guess so. A while since I've been camping.
Okay. Who's going? All right, so yeah, you guys have set up all your tents, and it's cold. You're on top of a cliff. Above most of the tree line. What are you gonna do?
Julius, you should maybe cuddle for warmth.
No. I'd be perfectly fine with that, Reagan.
Oh.
You could also gather firewood. Start a fire.
Lex, could you maybe grab some wood? Sure. Anybody else want to come with?
Yeah, Richard, I can. Richard says that. Yeah, I can help with that.
Yeah, man, that's great. Let's go get that firewood.
All right, so three of you are going to gather firewood. Three of you are staying at the campsite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Who's got the camera and the flashlight?
John, he's going after firewood. He's got the flashlight.
Okay.
Lex has the camera and he is going to get firewood.
Okay, so you have the camera and the flashlight with you while you're going out to search for wood.
Yes.
Okay.
And before he goes out, John's gonna steal a pack of beef jerky from Paul while he's not looking.
Okay, roll a finesse.
I don't think being flexible is going to help with this.
No.
Nope.
No, you don't pass?
Nope, I got a 2, a 3, and a 6.
He reaches for where he thought he hid the jerky, and it's not there.
Oh, God damn it. That asshole ate it all already? I thought he brought that to share.
All right, so three of you head out into the wood line to start searching for firewood. It is just about dark. There is very faint traces of light left. Your eyes are starting to adjust to the nighttime. The sounds of the woods at night are starting to pick up. You're near the water. It is mid-spring. You're hearing the peepers. It is deafening. You are surrounded by that peep, 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 constantly everywhere. And the occasional, you know, owl noises and rustling branches. How are you guys all handling that?
I don't know. I mean, okay. Like, it's just nature.
Lex is used to it. This isn't his first rodeo, probably, being out here trying to look for stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, John's out all the time doing exercise, running, especially early morning. Loud, nature, not that loud, not that bad.
Okay. Great. So you guys are used to it, even though it's nighttime and it's a little more unusual. So, all right, you're walking through the woods and you're gathering firewood. Who's, you know, you've got one flashlight between the three of you. Are you guys all just like sticking together right on top of each other? Or are you kind of branching out a bit? Are you using what little bit of light you can see through?
Sticking together, although would my camera have a light attached?
It wouldn't be a constant light that you keep on.
Got a night vision.
You've got a night vision mode, yeah.
How perfect.
There you go. You keep accidentally aiming it too close to the flashlight and blinding yourself.
And Richard will be the one actually carrying the firewood since everyone else has their hands full.
There you go.
Nah, John can carry the wood. Remember, the flashlight's strapped to his head.
Oh, it's a head flashlight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's earlier. Big brain time.
Every time he turns to talk to your character, Greg, that's why you keep getting blinded.
I'll fucking angle it down. Jesus.
Whoa, sorry, bro. You okay?
I'll be fine in a sec.
Let me stand still for a second. Let me just point it down. Like Richard walks up and it's the thing a little so that it's like more pointed down his feet.
Okay, so you adjust the light a little bit, so it's not bad. Okay. You guys are walking around. Flashlight. Is Richard? No. I'm getting
John.
John, roll a freak out check.
Okay. Sixes.
You got a pair of sixes. You accidentally, like you're stepping forward and you step on something that kind of squishes and you look down and it is the remains of a dead fox.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, God. Oh. It's all over my shoe.
Oh. Ow, what'd you step in?
It's a dead fox.
Hey. Fox.
Can I roll amateur biologist to see how it fucking died?
Can you roll what?
I have one of my positive qualities for brain.
Amateur biologist. Yes, you can definitely roll amateur biologist.
Ready. Two twos.
Okay, you got a pair of twos. You can tell this was a fox, and it was killed probably more than a few days ago now by the level of rot and what's actually left of it. There's maggots all over it. It's disgusting. It's pretty dried out at this point. It's gross. And it's all over his shoe.
Guys, can we head back so I can clean this shit off? Oh, man.
Sure.
How's our firewood collection for?
I don't know. How long have you guys been gathering wood? Do you think you got enough?
Half an hour, maybe.
Oh, yeah, totally. We got enough for the night.
I roll a skill to judge how much we...
Perceptive, to see if I can figure out.
Outdoorsman.
Sure. Mike, is your character starting to head back on his own already?
He turned and he's walking, and it's going to take him a second to realize that people aren't following him yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm burning my good rolls now. Trip 5.
Holy crap. You realize you've got enough firewood for a couple hours at most.
We don't have enough wood. We should probably grab a little more.
Yeah, let's grab some thick logs.
You figure if you can get yourself some bigger logs, it'll last a while longer.
Yeah.
Alright, let's just make it quick, man. This stuff reeks.
If you want to head back, you can take the wood we've already got.
Can you hand me your flashlight? I mean, we have a clear path to the... You just need to go straight, right?
Yeah.
How dark is it right now?
It's night. It is officially dark out.
Yeah, all right, man. Here, take it. I can make it back on my own.
Yeah, just take the wood we've already collected. We'll collect more, and we'll be back shortly.
Okay, Mike, you can have a genre point.
Okay.
Yeah, for that, and Ben, you can have one for your comment earlier. No, we're good. Like, and then yes, I think you've all gotten one at this.
Yes.
Okay, so you two continue to gather wood, and Mike's character, whose name I forget, John, starts heading back on his own. Without a flashlight.
It's perfectly fine.
He just needs to walk in the same direction he came from. That's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. In the dark, at night.
Hold on, what are my brains?
Your brains are bad.
Yeah, he's gonna decide to try to make a little detour. It's not that dark. His night vision's going to adjust. He's gonna just try to walk along the path along the outside of the pond and get down to the water to wash his shoe off because it is nasty.
That's a long.
Oh yeah, what phase is the moon in?
It is a cloudy night.
You would at least see. I would if if it was a clear night, you would at least see the lake.
Yeah, it's a bit of a walk, but you know, it's a peaceful night, you know.
It's like a mile nice little nature walk in the wrong direction.
That's why I made it. That's why I made a brains roll and okay. I got nothing.
Okay. All right, we're just going to move on from that character then. What are the three back at the camp doing?
Julius is making the moves on Regan.
Regan is letting him and approving.
Paul is sitting in his tent just munching on his jerky.
All three of you get another genre.
Not a euphemism.
Yay!
Just munching on the jerky is a euphemism, apparently.
Genre points are per person, so.
Yes, they are for your. They are for the player, not for the character.
Okay, so I'll just keep them on my primary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, making the moves and or just flat out making out now.
Paul, you're hearing some noises.
Why did I let him drag me down here? Could you two be quiet?
I do not acknowledge you.
No.
Get too into it.
It is right after that and the blatant ignoring of your yell out that you hear a loud snap of a branch.
That pauses things. Aren't we on a rock face?
Yeah, but the wood line isn't. You guys moved intentionally further away from the edge of the cliff, so you're pretty close to the actual wood line.
Maybe they're back at the firewood. Just too bad. We'd have to stop.
Well, why don't I go out and take a look real quick? Because they won't be able to set up a fire by themselves. They'll need my help.
Sure, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay, so, this way.
I'll open up the tent and look outside.
Okay. Do you have any kind of a light source or anything?
Not my item, but I might have like a cell phone.
Okay. You turn on your cell phone light real quick and you get a glint of green eyes in the wood line.
Hello? Hello?
The eyes disappear.
You Jay Gatsby looking freak, hello?
It was not at human height level. It was definitely much lower to the
curious. It must have been some sort of deer.
Jay Gatsby?
What? You and I saw the DiCaprio version a few weeks ago, remember?
I was looking at a green light. You have green eyes.
Right. It's a joke, okay?
Okay, whatever.
Did Paul decide to investigate this at all?
Nope, he just assumed that it was them getting back with firewood.
You hear a distinct lack of three other voices.
And after the other guy does his thing, he's going to unzip his tent, look out.
You see, was that Lex?
Yes, Julius.
Julius, you see Julius looking out. His tent is to your right, and you see him looking almost straight out from his tent in front of you. And when you look up to where he was shining the light, you see two glowing green eyes. They look right at you, and then they look away, and they're gone.
Oh, looks like we got some visitors. Hold on. He's going to reach in. He's going to pull out a little piece of jerky and throw it into the tree line. Here you go.
Oh, God. All right. Have a genre point.
I think that was a deer. I don't think it's going to eat it.
Oh, this is killing me.
Well, if it doesn't, something will.
Julius is here because of Reagan and because he needed to be part of some club at this college.
He needed to fulfill some points.
Everything else is too hard.
There was a missed opportunity for a fill-in comment by Regan there.
But can you come back in?
Yeah, they're not back yet. They should be back shortly, I would hope.
Oh, you know. So I guess we'll just have to be with each other until then.
I think so.
As Julius pulls the light source back in, Paul, we were looking out where you threw the jerky and you see movement in the branches and stuff, and you think you see let's see how to describe it right. What is Paul watch for TV type shit?
Paul, he's big into like mechanical stuff, so he watches things like Top Gear, how it's made type stuff.
So like when somebody's hair gets really windswept back over their head and it's like all spiky and sticking up, he thinks he sees something like that real quick. And then by the time, you know, in that moment when Julius is moving the flashlight back in, and then it's gone.
Oh man, I gotta sleep better.
Oh my god, it's gonna be really difficult to get you guys out of here. Okay, let's go back to the two that are gathering firewood. The other one's just dead. Do we even need to?
You need to lease a chance.
Okay. Plus, we need a kill scene.
That is true. All right, so let's go back to the other two that are gathering the firewood. And what argument did you guys get over that is holding you up?
I don't think that log is going to be good firewood material.
Why?
It's got like fucking moss and shit on it. It's like it's going to be too wet.
We can pull the moss off.
I'd rather we just like find something else.
Well, I mean, we've had trouble finding just sticks and logs that are just down here.
I think we can find a little bit more.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
we've been out here a while now.
I mean, like what? It's been. It's not been that long.
This continues.
As Lex finally gives in and drops the log down, as you let it go and it kind of slams on the ground because it was like, it was about 5 feet long and about 8 inches thick. It was way bigger than you ever would have been able to carry back and burn, if reasonably. You hear like a snap behind you at the same time.
Oh, it's been around.
It's been around.
Who's got the light?
I do.
Okay. You shine the light and you see a pair of green glowing eyes approximately 2 feet off the ground. Off in the wood line, kind of just like you can't quite make out a form, but you can definitely tell the eyes.
Hello?
It looks at you. And then it kind of gets lower down to the ground.
Can I try to move towards it a little bit?
What does my night vision show me on my camera?
It shows you that there's an animal there staring at you guys. Possibly a cougar? Big cat?
Oh, fuck.
Hey, back. It's mountain lion.
look.
What are you guys gonna do? You are now in the scene.
I'll try to make myself look big because that's what you're, you know, that's how you're supposed to scare away bears and shit.
Okay.
Would this be brains or spirit?
I would say spirit because you've already used brains to come to that decision.
Sure. Oh no.
Greg, what is your strategy for Lex?
Same thing. Appearing big. This isn't my. I recognize it was a mountain lion, so I know how to deal with him. So I would also try to get big. Okay. And I do not have a quality to assist me.
I rolled 2 4s.
Okay.
I also rolled 2 4s.
Okay. Neither of you rolled any ones, and I don't think either of you are secondary.
Oh, I rolled 1 1.
Are you a secondary?
No, I am not.
Okay.
Yep, my primary.
Alright, so you both roll a pair of ones, and the thing on the in the wood line sees you trying to look bigger, and it kind of crouches back a bit, and then it's thinking, and then it's just kind of moves a step forward. And wait. It's like it's pinned down against the ground. Think of like when you see a cat that's ready to pounce.
Mm-hmm. How many survival points do we earn?
You earn one point per pair of dice, like 2 points.
Well, how many do we start with?
None.
Primaries start with one.
Okay.
One? Okay.
Yeah, primaries start with one, secondaries start with zero.
Okay. And primaries ignore the first actual loss.
Yeah.
Okay. I will try to start moving backwards because I see this is not helping.
Okay.
Yeah, I will do the same. Not running and not turning my back towards the eyes because that's how they know.
Yeah, that's moving slowly.
That's when they actually start counting.
Both of you roll freak out checks because you realize you are facing down a mountain and you have no weapon.
And that is spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Innocent charm?
Innocent charm?
I have innocent charm, which is positive, and gullible, which is negative.
So I rolled 2 7s. Seven,
I don't know how innocent charm would work on not freaking out.
Fair enough. Would gullible actually help, or would it hinder?
Gullible is what led you to believe making yourself bigger worked in the first place.
Fair enough. Okay, so I'll just roll standard. And I fail the check.
Okay.
So I'm freaked out.
Are freaking out. Are you going to fight or flight?
Flight.
Okay, you're going to run. You take off.
I do have fast runner.
Okay. And while this is happening at the same time, what is Richard doing?
I can see that it's not working. Can I see that it's not that the bigging, making yourself bigger did not work?
You've noticed the animal hasn't backed off at all.
Okay, can I roll brains for outdoorsmen to think about what would be a better strategy?
As you're contemplating this and you rolled your... What was your other set of dice?
7-7. Seven.
What was that roll for? That was for your freak out.
That's for the freak out.
So... Yeah. As you're sitting there going, all right, this doesn't appear to be working, Lex basically just drops whatever he's holding, except for maybe the camera, and starts running. You're not even sure which direction he's running.
I have to start running as well, then.
Okay. I'll make my fast runner finesse check.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
7-6-4-3. But it's my primary, so I ignore my first loss.
Correct. And so Richard is running as well. Does Richard have anything? You have
spry. I have spry.
So. Yeah, you can use that.
That's 2 5s.
Okay. Richard is gaining ground and has passed Lex. The rule of I don't need to be faster than it, I just need to be faster than you seems to be applying. Okay, the creature You're not sure that you hear it, but you definitely hear something behind you.
Keep running.
Which way? Where are you running?
Brains check.
Roll a brains check. See if you're going the right way. If you're going further into the woods.
I am perceptive.
Okay.
Grab my four dice. Pair fives. So success.
You've realized you have started heading in the wrong direction. You're heading back down. You're heading toward the car. Not toward the camp.
Okay. I will try to kite around so I can start running back to the site because Julius is the one with the keys.
Okay.
So I will try a fast runner again.
Okay. And while you're doing that, pass your roll?
Yeah, a pair of sixes is a success.
Okay, so what does that put you at for survival point?
Four survival points.
Okay, and then what is Richard doing?
I haven't. I'm at three now because I passed the running. So should I also roll brains to remember that I'm not going the right direction?
You notice that Lex suddenly takes a turn and is running another direction. You're not sure if it's just him freaking out or if it is him course correcting. So yes, if you want to roll brains to see why he's doing it.
Outdoorsman.
Oh sure. Yeah, sure.
Six.
What was that?
Six. Two sixes.
Two sixes. Okay, sorry, you're cutting in and out a little bit.
Sorry.
All right, so yeah, you realize that you guys were running in the wrong direction. You've noticed Lex has course corrected to head back toward the camp. You guys had started running downhill, and you realize to get back to camp is uphill.
Hmm.
All right, so if you don't want to make another run check.
Yes, I would like to.
Yes.
Ben is still behind by one roll, so. Mm-hmm.
Two sevens and a one.
Two sevens?
That's a primary.
And you're both primaries, so the one doesn't cause any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a pair of sevens. All right, I'm going to pause this kill scene right here. And I'm going to cut over to John.
Yes.
John, we were walking downhill to head toward the water, which you thought was a lot closer than it really is, because the only way to get to the spots where you can actually reach the water is to go most of the way around. It's literally a halfway across. And you hear like a lot of noise behind you. And you think you heard voices? What are you doing?
Man, I thought it was a lot closer than this. It was right there at the campsite. It was right there. You just looked down, you saw the water. Why does this take so long?
And then
what kind of noises am I hearing? Am I hearing like you hear screaming? Or just...
You don't really hear yelling because they weren't yelling. You thought you heard them talking quickly to each other, but you couldn't quite make out what anybody was saying or whose voice it really was. But you just kind of heard something in the background of the peepers and all of that. And then you heard some like branches and stuff snapping in the distance. And then you just heard a really loud thud next to you.
Going to spin to where I heard the thud.
You look over and there is the head of a deer on the ground next to you.
Oh.
Oh, thank God. I almost stepped in something else.
Okay.
I am not a smart man. I'm gonna get a little closer and look down at it. Like, man, this poor fucker.
Roll. I don't even know what to. You should just be dead. I don't know what to roll. Roll.
I have a plan.
Okay, what's your plan? You go ahead.
Oh no, not yet. Okay. I've got something for soon.
So as you lean down and you start looking over it, you realize it's pretty freshly killed. Do you want to roll a brains check?
Yes.
roll me a brains, Jack, because you've seen in a movie, in nature documentaries, that sometimes large cats hide their prey up in trees.
Ah, so does that mean I get an extra die on the roll, or?
Yes.
What the positive fathers do? All right. Fours.
Okay. So while some large cats tend to hide their prey up in trees, cougars are not one of those large cats. You look up to try and figure out where that's coming from, and then you see something to your right.
Head snaps over there.
You are in a kill scene.
Weird.
What? Me?
That sounds ridiculous.
And you think it's an animal, but you're not sure. It's about 2 feet off the ground. It's got this massive mane of hair coming off the back of it, like almost like the wave of like a porcupine's fluff. And it's looking right at you.
So, I'm going to look down and see if there's like a decent sized stick that I can just pick up.
What would a luck check be?
Spirits.
Yeah, sure.
Use brains to find it.
Yeah, use brains. You find it with brains.
No.
There is no stick. Somehow you're in a forest full of trees, but there is no stick. There's a dead deer head.
Going to lock eyes with whatever the thing is and slowly start to back up.
Okay. It looks at you and it starts slowly moving forward. And then you realize it's holding something in hands, like a spear. And you see on its back.
Wait, it's got hands?
It's got hands. And then
am I fighting raccoons?
And then you see it's got thumbs. And then you see it's got a little bow. And it's reaching for the bow.
Sure, die. Roll a freak out.
Roll a freak out.
Okay. So it's a spirit?
Yes.
And do I get one for that? That ain't scary.
Do you get one for that ain't scary? I suppose. I mean, it's just very unusual.
Toppers. Hates.
I've seen this. I ain't afraid of this. This is from a kid's movie. You're not afraid of it as it draws its little bow and knocks an arrow aimed right at you. We are echoing a little bit again.
Hmm.
I'm going to be dumb and run at it and try to kick it.
Okay.
Okay. Roll well. You're rolling. So
would this be finesse or brawn?
That would be finesse because you're trying to run up to it.
Okay. And I assume that flexible doesn't help me here.
No.
3 twos.
Okay. You manage to dodge as it releases a tiny arrow at you. And then you are up in its space.
Totally taken.
I'm going to give it a swift kick to the head with my gore-covered shoe.
Okay, you go to roll boot to the face.
So, Bron?
Yes.
And I use my gym membership. Does that give me extra die?
Yeah, sure.
Pair of sixes, pair of threes.
Okay, you succeed in kicking air. You swing, you go flying, you land on your ass, and then you realize there's nothing there anymore. It was a great kick. If it only had something there, you could have hit.
Going to scramble to my feet and look around.
You just got enough genre points in that roll, in those last three rolls, to pass the scene. So, you look around, and there's nothing there. It's just gone. Like it disappeared into a cloud.
Okay, I'm going to try to make my way back to the campsite.
Sure.
Let's see if I can remember which way it is.
Let's go back to the other side while he's trying to sort that out. Back to the other two that were running from a cougar.
Yes.
Shit. Fuck.
You are currently running terrified.
Yes, we are.
Reasonably. Are we running in the direction of our camp?
You think you're running in the direction of your camp. As far as you know, you're running uphill. You think you're
Brains to see our friends or know about where they should be.
Sure.
Yep. Outdoorsman.
Okay.
I counted every face. I know exactly where it should be. Two twos.
Okay.
Oh.
You realize you're pretty much heading in the right direction. You know you need to veer off to your right a little bit soon.
Sure. I will keep running.
We're almost back to the camp.
How many points are you at for your scene? What did you get up to, Ben?
I got up to 4.
You're
up
with, even with the last 2 points you just got?
Oh, I haven't added those in yet.
Okay, so you're at 6. All right, Greg?
I'm also at 4.
Okay. What is your plan?
I will keep running because I'm confident I'm in going in the right direction.
Okay. Make another finesse check.
Nothing. 8754.
Do you want me to make one more finesse check as well?
Okay. You stumble.
Okay. How many do I lose?
You don't lose any, but you don't gain it. You only lose if... I think it's you only lose if... Now you got me. I think you lose one if you don't get any, man.
I'm looking.
Each...
So much is
charging. No match results reduces the total by 1d3.
Okay. You roll or I roll?
You roll.
1d3. And I rolled a 6, so that's a 3. So I am at 1. I'm still in positive.
Okay, you're still alive, but you have... and you're on the ground.
I guess I'll run. Do I know that he's not following me anymore?
You heard a loud thud.
Pulling
you into the right.
Can I roll spirit to go back and try to get him? As I'm in brave and all that shit. And compelling him to...
Yeah. You're trying to rally him to get back off the ground.
Exactly. Right, I'm doing the warlord thing where I'm shouting at him to death.
Freedom!
Free Dungeons & Dragons jokes. That is no matching results. 1, 4, 5, 8.
You start running back toward Lex, and you misjudge how close he actually was, and you trip and fall over him.
I rolled a D3, so I lost 3 points.
Okay, and you didn't roll any one, correct?
I rolled 1-1.
So he's also -1 for that as
well. Okay, so 4 points.
Yep.
We're back at start.
Okay.
We both back to 1.
Mm-hmm. I would like Spirit to try to encourage myself and him to get back at it.
Okay.
We can do this. We can do this.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Gotta get up. Gotta get off the ground. You hear like a growly type noise not far from you guys.
I will spend my current genre points to use dumb luck. Reroll any one dice per check.
Okay.
And I did. So that's 2 2s.
Nice. Okay. So you succeed in getting up off the ground to start running away again, and you pull up. Sorry, Richard. Right with you.
Keep running. Keep running.
I'm gonna roll that to run. Finesse plus spry. So.
Okay.
Oh, toppers. Nice. 2 8.
Nice. So that's extra points for that. So you.
How much?
You get. Do. Each matching topper result you roll increases your total by 1 survival point plus an additional d3.
Oh, that's.
So you get 2 plus a d3.
Okay. So 3.
Okay. So you got 3 more points on that. So you're back up to 4?
5.
5. Okay. And then Greg?
I will try again to run.
Okay.
So with Fast Runner. Pair of 7s.
Okay. So you scramble up off the ground and you take off like you're at the starting line of a rally race.
Mm-hmm.
And you are off. You are starting to leave Richard in the dust.
Oh, I'm going to try to catch up.
Now it's a race. You guys are running.
I didn't know.
What are you guys at for points totals?
3.
3? Okay.
I have 2 5s and a 1.
Okay. The 1 doesn't matter because you still rolled a matching set.
All right, so then do I get 1 point?
You get 2 points. 1 per die.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, then I'm at 7 right now.
Okay. You have realized Richard has left you in the dust.
Oh, good. I'll try running again. I got a straight. So no.
Was there a 1 in that straight?
No, 8, 6, 7, 5.
Okay. 309.
No. I lost 2, so I'm back at 1.
Okay. You're starting to lag behind. And then you hear a voice from the wood line behind you. Sounds familiar. Is that John?
Guys! There's some ferngully looking motherfuckers in the forest!
Keep running!
I chase my puma!
I will try to run again.
I'll also run.
Toppers. Pair of 8s.
Okay.
I 2 8s, 2 5s.
Wow. You're good. You're gone.
So I'm out.
The dust cloud, and you are almost back at the tents. Nobody can see you anywhere.
Okay.
And then, what are you at for a point total, Greg?
4.
Okay.
I'm out of the scene, right?
You're out of the scene. You're good, Ben. And then the other two, Mike, you are now in this kill scene. What was your points from last time?
Well, I didn't roll for the toppers, and I didn't roll for how many I've retained. So can I do that now?
Yeah, roll a.
D6.
Is it D6? 3.
Believe it's D3.
1D6.
Yeah, it's D3.
Retaining survival points between scenes, characters that survive a kill scene get to keep 1D6 survival points.
There you go. Roll that.
So, 4.
I kept 6.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had 4 and you just got toppers. So that's 5, 6. Greg is at 5?
4.
4, okay.
I will keep running.
John has come out of the woods, heard you screaming, there's a large cat, and somehow is passing you.
Which way is the camp?
It's that way! brains to ensure I'm still going in the right direction?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, can I roll brains to see if I actually notice where he's directing me?
Sure.
Pair of fours.
Pair of eights, but it's tens.
You both realize you are heading in the right direction. Despite your panic, you've somehow stayed on the trail.
Okay. I'm at six. One final run check.
Okay. Mike, have you topped out on points for this one yet? You need eight.
I've got five.
Okay.
So probably not.
Pair of twos. So yeah, I'm out of the scene.
Okay. Lex has managed to get further ahead and has taken off down the path, leaving you by yourself.
And I retained one. Better not.
Do I hear the big cat behind me?
You hear a snap of a branch and this low growl coming up behind you.
Yep, now keep running. twos.
Roll me a finesse.
I got the twos on the finesse.
Oh, that was the finesse?
Yeah.
All right, you got a pair.
Yeah, just a pair of twos.
You start to trip and tumble a little bit, but you catch yourself, and then you feel something catch your shoe, like almost hook your foot, and then you manage to retain your balance.
Is it the gore-covered shoe, and do I lose it?
Yes. That shoe is now gone. The beginning and end of all of your problems is now out of your life.
Now you have new problems because you're missing a shoe.
However, it is now painful to run.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, I'm going to just continue trying to just sprint out of here as fast as I can.
All right, you are rolling one less die to run. You are missing a shoe.
Okay. Uh-oh. That's a pair of ones.
But you're a primary?
But I'm a primary.
Okay, so that does not count against.
Okay.
First, if you were a secondary, it would be a problem. For a primary, it just doesn't count for any.
Okay.
So roll. I think you just, it's no matching. It doesn't count as a match if one. So just roll a d3 for how many points you lose.
Three, so I lose two.
Okay. You are somehow still alive.
I'm at four survival points.
Okay. Are you just going to keep running? Are you going to try and get up a tree?
That would be brawn to climb a tree, right? Then, I'm going to see if I can spy a tree to leg it up.
Okay, roll a brawn check.
Right, and do I get the extra die for my quality?
Did you spend time climbing the rope in the gym? Or did you pick things up and put them down?
I'm pretty sure I picked things up and put them down.
So I would say no.
toppers.
Okay, you're climbing up that tree like a pro. Roll
so that a is
check.
Okay. Nothing. Three, four, six, five.
Safe. Roll me a d3. How many points do you lose?
One.
Okay. you think you're safe and. Then you look down. There's a large cat at the bottom of the tree. And it looks at you with that same weird look that critter looked at you with.
Hi, kitty.
And then it starts climbing the tree.
Oh, balls.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to reach over and see if I can pull a small branch off and just start stabbing at it.
Okay, you try to rip a branch off the tree. Roll a brawn.
Does this one get it for picking things up and putting them down?
Sure, that works.
Four fours.
Wow, okay. What's that put you at for points total?
That would be an extra 2 points or three.
4 points. That's, you get one point per die when you make a mat.
That would be nine.
So you're over. Okay, so you snap the branch off. But what happens is, as you're trying to break the branch, you fall out of the tree as the cat is about halfway up, and then you kind of tumble, roll, and get to your feet, and just take off running. You are still holding that broken branch in your hand. You're not even sure that you don't even realize it, and you are long gone.
Okay, yep, I am a flea.
See that Mike's ability to survive every fucking situation is holding true.
I don't know how I'm doing this. And I keep four survival points.
Okay, so let's go back to the campground. First person that made it back to the campground was Ben.
Yes, Richard made it back.
Richard it is Huffy and
Puffy. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh shit, shit. I'm gonna go into my tent. Can I roll a brain to know if I packed a particular item in my camp?
Sure.
Yes, I would like to roll brains to see if I brought bear mace with me.
Okay, roll me a brains check.
Okay. Plus outdoorsman?
Plus outdoorsman, sure. You have outdoorsman, that's the only reason you would even have bear mace.
That is two fours.
You go to open your tent to crawl inside. Now, he's the one who had his own little tent, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yep, you go to open your tent and you crawl inside to go and grab it, and there's something in your tent.
What is it? What does it look like?
It's big and round, kind of porcupine shaped, but it's looking at you with front set eyes.
I have the headlamp, so can I try to shine it in its eyes?
It's got a face, it's got hands, and it's holding
the fuck. The fuck.
Any food and snacks you had in the tent? The wrappers are scattered everywhere. It looks like it has eaten everything you had.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, so I'm at the entrance to the tent, right?
You have
did it enter in the tent? Did it rip it up, or did it enter the tent by ripping a hole into it, or did it unzip the tent?
It came through the zipper on the backside. You had one on each side. You were on your hands and knees. You crawled in the side of the tent that you remembered leaving, you know, not open, but you left the mesh open. Crawled in on your hands and knees. You're halfway in the tent right now. You were looking around, patting the ground before you looked up and saw there was something in the back of your tent.
I kind of look at it and I'm just like,
Roll finesse to dodge.
I think I will do that. Can I get spry?
Yes, you can use spry.
Damn. Okay, two sevens and two sixes.
Nice. And how many points did you have left over? You had six left over.
Hit six, yeah.
Yeah, all right. You immediately roll out as this arrow comes flying out over your shoulder. You just roll. You're free. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I go to the Julius's tent.
Are you just diving into that tent? Okay. You barely get the zipper undone and dive into two people in flagrante delicto.
I think that's it. Hey.
Oh God. Oh, shit. Is that a genre point thing?
Yes, what? You definitely get a genre point for that.
Okay. Any point, 1 point.
You get one genre point, yes.
I also get a genre point for surviving a kill scene.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. So everyone gets one for that, too.
Okay, cool. Does Julius also...
surviving that kill scene?
So you got two, technically. You got two kill scenes, you survived. So you got two genre points for that, and then you just got one now. Mike, you also got two genre points for surviving two different kill scenes. And Greg, you got one for surviving one kill scene.
Okay.
They're all the three on the survival points that I'm...
that you're retaining? Okay. So yes, you have just dove into the middle of two naked people.
Oh, God.
Your hand has landed anime style right on one of Regan's boobs.
Oh no, but it's weird. Oh no, but it's okay because it's an accident, and also it's the same character. Player, she thinks that it's Julius, and okay. Then is like startled that everyone's like, "Whoa, what the fuck? Ah, shit, Jesus! Oh, okay, guys, there's something in our tent. We're chased by a fucking puma.
What?
Something in my tent."
Julius,
hearing all this commotion, Julius is you're naked.
Julius will hurriedly put pants on because if he is not that ignorant to realize that a puma is something serious.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, Paul's going to hear the commotion and step out of his tent.
Okay, Paul, roll a finesse check.
Finesse. He's going to step out. What the hell is going on out here? Why are you all making so much noise? And sevens.
You fucking pervert. Fucking dare you do that shit. Throws like a shoe at Richard. Regan does.
Okay.
God damn it.
Paul, you step out and you turn and you start saying, what the hell is this? What's going on? As you do, you feel something whisk past the top of your head. Coming from your left.
Going to look over quickly while trying to get behind the tent.
That thing you kind of saw before, you clearly see now. Your eyes have had some time to adjust to the dark, and you see this little 2-foot-tall creature that has this mane of quills and thick blackish-brown hair on its back looking at you. It's got a bluish-gray skin tone. A canine-shaped nose and face with elongated mouth. And it's got hands, and it's holding a little bow and arrow.
That's not a fucking puma! And he's going to try to get the tent between him and it.
Okay. And what was Ben saying? I couldn't quite hear him.
It was also a puma! It was definitely a puma.
Julius goes, what? And looks outside the tent.
Okay. Julius, roll a finesse check.
Julius is flexible.
Sure. That works.
To dodge an arrow that is coming to his head. Mm-hmm. It actually does for this instance. Running, not so much. 7-5-4-2.
Julius sticks his head out and goes, what? Just in time to get shot right in the eye.
Might survive that.
He's secondary, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Julius gets shot right in the eye and lets out a scream and then is rolling around on the ground before going quiet.
I at least get another genre point. if Reagan has Screen Queen, that might be a good time to use it.
Oh, I didn't because I...
All right, she's the secondary. Yep. Well, she can still scream anyway. It's appropriate.
I scream anyway, yes.
You scream anyway. You get a genre point for appropriately screaming at the correct time.
Right.
I believe this would be an appropriate time for freakout checks.
Yeah.
I get a genre point for having my characters fight and one accuse the other of being a pervert.
Sure. And then after that, you guys, all surviving characters in the scene need to make freakout check.
Nope.
Okay.
2-6-8-4.
2 sevens for Richard, and oh wow, damn! 2 sevens for Regan.
Okay,
good for him.
Paul, Fight or flight?
Yes. He just saw Julius get murdered. He's running.
Pick a number from 1 to 4.
3.
Okay. You run directly into the woods along the edge of the cliff, just barely not falling off. You are gone. Nobody seems to know what happened. Paul just took off.
Later!
All right, what's the others doing? Who's left?
I guess Richard and Regan are still left.
Would this be about the time that our two characters show up?
Yeah, I would think so.
Spirit check once we see Julius's corpse.
Yes, Lex and John both roll freak out checks again.
The creature is still there, right?
Is it?
I mean, I guess I don't know.
Pair of twos.
Okay.
Pair of threes.
You both see Julius on the ground, not moving, and you think he's just being silly for a minute before you look over and realize there's something sticking out of his left eye.
Flip him over. There's like a zoom in shot.
Mm-hmm. Close up moment.
No, there's a zoom in shot, and then also Lex is doing a zoom in shot.
Don't forget the music sting too. You gotta have the music sting.
Oh, of course. Brains check.
Okay.
Does Lex think to grab the keys out of Julius's pocket?
No, does he?
We'll find out. I would just do it, but he's not that bright. But at 2 threes, he is.
Yeah. You remember that he was the only one that had the keys to get the vehicle out of here.
Mm-hmm. Run! Back to the car! And I will start running.
John doesn't even told twice. He's booking it.
Yeah. All right, what about Regan and Richard?
They'll fucking start running.
Okay. Who has the flashlight?
Richard does.
Okay, Richard has the flashlight.
Which is it?
Lex has the camera.
You can't drop it.
That's true. All right, well, those guys are going to the left. Paul went to the right. Paul.
Yes.
Roll a brains check.
Okay. No qualities to help here.
No.
Bah, bah, bah.
Pair of sixes.
Pair of sixes. You are starting to realize that you've run completely off into the woods. You are not on the path. You don't know what direction you're going in. You just hear peepers all around you. Subtle branch snappings here and there. Occasional owl noises, like creepy. You have realized you're alone in the woods in the dark.
Uh-oh.
You're still holding the bag of jerky that you had in your hand before you just took off.
Sure, Paul's going to just try to take cover behind a tree, hunker down, and try to think of what to do.
Okay, so you hunkered down behind a tree. You just kind of got like you're sitting like way down, slouched with your knees up to your chin and your head in your hands, kind of thing.
Yep.
You feel a very tiny hand on your shoulder.
Slow head turn.
It's looking right at you.
Throw the jerky in its face.
It grabs the jerky. And then it just disappears. Just right in front of you, it's like it looked like something you've seen in a movie. You're not even sure. It just poof. Gone. And your jerky's gone. Did you really see that? Check again.
Fours.
You're kind of holding it together because you're already on the ground with your head in your knees and your hands and all that. And you're like, and you don't move. You don't know what to do. You're kind of locked up for a few minutes. Let's cut back over to the rest of the group for a minute.
Oh yeah, we got to run away.
You guys are screaming.
Guessing, is this a kill scene?
Your eyes are still in a kill scene.
Right.
Lex is a fast runner.
Do you remember what your point totals were from?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm at one.
Okay, I'm at three for Richard and zero for Regan.
Okay.
Strike one, strike two.
I'll roll for Regan first. Can I get a bonus for gymnastics champion?
You are leaping logs and flipping through branches. You're like Tarzan in the woods. Go ahead.
Great.
I will spend 2 survival points to use dumb luck again.
Sure.
And that's 2 4s.
Okay, and then
for 2 2s, but 2 1s.
Okay. Uh-oh. Neither one of you succeed.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. 1 point that takes off one per person. You're the first two that rolled before the others. So both Regan and Lex fail their rolls. Who are the other two?
Regan was at 0, so that's -1.
Okay, so Regan is running, and she's kind of grabbing branches to kind of swing herself forward. Like, she thinks she knows she's, like, watching, like, a Tarzan movie, where she thinks she can just kind of swing through and get through stuff, and doesn't realize how close you guys still were to the edge of the drop-off.
Oh, God damn it.
And she kind of grabs a branch that snaps at the last second and flings her at a weird angle, and she just disappears over a cliff.
Oh, dear.
And then it's not making any noise after that.
Huh?
That doesn't make any noise after that.
Yeah, you don't hear anything. You don't even hear her scream. She doesn't even have time to scream. She just, whoop, gone. And it was more shocking to you that there was no thud or splash or scream or anything.
All right. How many genre points do I get for having my character die?
You gain 1 genre point. did your other character still, your other rolled, character yeah. still be positive, right?
Yeah, he was at positive. He started at 3.
Okay, so we need to roll for Richard, and we need to roll for John.
John is trying to... John is going to be just trying to watch the trees. He knows something. There's something out there.
Something in the trees. Okay, you're trying to watch the trees, so you're rolling a brains check?
I rolled a no matches for Richard. I would like to spend 3 genre points to roll again.
Okay.
That's 2, 3, 5, 8. So nothing.
You didn't see anything. And Ben?
I got 2 6s.
Okay, so you passed your roll. You were running?
Right.
Okay. And then back to Greg.
I will keep running.
Okay. What were you down to for points, Greg?
I'm at 3. Because okay. I succeeded that roll.
But you lost that roll technically because of Regan.
Oh, okay. Then I'm at 0. So I'm at 0? Positive.
I thought you'd be at 1.
No, I started at 1.
Okay.
But so, I rolled a 1, so I'm at 0.
Okay, so when Regan rolled 2 1s, the first 2 people that rolled off in the scene were Regan and Lex.
Right.
So those were the first 2 that failed. Regan, as you saw, when she went to leave and was trying and to grab a branch and fling, and she went flying off into the distance. You guys didn't even hear anything. In the meantime, Lex, who was on your other side, was to your right, he kind of tripped and tumbled and then just ended up in the darkness, and you heard him start to, like, let out a scream, and it was almost as if something muffled and silenced him at the same time. Is there anything you want to add to your scene, Greg?
Spirit, not freak out.
Oh, okay.
Or am I dead? I guess I'm confused.
You'd be dead because you would be 0 point.
If that was negative one, you were dead.
Oh, okay. Sure. I'll go with that. That's fine by me. So you have stumbled. You're in the dark. And something has, like, something is on your face.
Okay. So yeah, spirit to not freak out.
Sure.
Yeah, because the tracker goes to zero, and then there's the dead box.
Okay.
I think that's what it means. But we'll see if I survive this. Two ones, but Lex is my primary.
Okay, but you don't get any matches, so you're still
at, no.
Still at zero.
So now you may kill him.
So, all right. How do you describe your death? What is on your face? What is holding you down?
One of the creatures is trying to muffle me. I'm trying to hit it, and it raises one of its arrows and it jabs it through my skull.
So both your characters go out the same way.
I just start to eat shit.
Yep.
Okay. It stabs you right in the other eye socket. So
appropriately enough,
Julius took one in the left eye, so yours is in the right eye, and you just stay down.
And no one had, and I had the keys. Good luck.
Okay, so who's left?
I am still alive. I'm at 5.
John is at 3.
Okay. Paul is also technically still alive. All right, John and Regan, you're both still Richard. In the scene. I'm sorry, Richard, you're both still in the scene.
Running away. I have a map and compass and a headlamp, so...
Do you have time to look at it right now?
Not right now, but, like, when I'm safe, I will.
I'm going to roll brains to see if I can figure out that poor Lex over there had the keys.
Okay.
I saw him rip them off of his body.
Force.
Okay, so you're continuing on down the trail, No, two people less in your wake and just keep it on.
Adrenaline, heart pumping, it's all survival instinct.
Fight or flight.
Double burst!
Yeah.
And then
y'all got this.
What is John doing?
He was trying to remember if Lex had the keys.
Did you roll?
I rolled toppers.
You rolled toppers. Lex has the keys!
Oh shit! Lex has the keys to the car!
Richard, you hear him screaming that.
God damn it.
And I'm going to try to go for Lex's body.
Okay. What are you at for points for the scene?
Did those toppers count for survival?
Yes.
Then I'd be at 5.
Okay, I'm so at 7 right now, so I need more roll.
Okay. You guys start heading back toward where you think Lex fell.
Okay. I'll roll finesse then.
Sure.
I'll run there.
I'm also going to roll finesse to try to get there quickly.
Okay.
That is 2 threes and a 1.
Are you a secondary or a primary?
I am not a secondary. I'm a primary.
Okay. So the 1 doesn't matter.
Okay, so I'm at 9 right now.
Okay. So you are officially safe. You
get to Lex's body.
You get to Lex's body, and there is an arrow sticking out of his right eye.
Okay, I'll roll freak out.
Yep.
No, that's nothing.
You
I throw up.
Yeah, you puke all over the body.
Thanks.
I'm safe. Oh, let me roll for how many I survive, retain. I retain 6.
Okay. You puke all over the body. You're sitting there retching as John is running up.
Bro, what? Oh my god!
That.
Another freak out check.
Do I get a genre point for saying that?
Yes, you may have a genre point for that. Greg, you can have another genre point even though you have no characters left.
Thank you.
I got toppers on the freak out.
You are not fazed by the smell of puke everywhere and another dead body.
Look, I've stepped in the corpse of a fox. I've seen a deer head. You know, I'm starting to get normalized to this shit.
You're not sure if that's a good thing. All right, the keys.
I'm going to search through Lex's.
God.
Let's see, what would be the closest thing to a luck check?
Spirit, maybe?
You know what? Greg, roll me a brains roll for Lex.
Ooh, nice. My brains are tens. Give me 1 second. I toss these back in here, but luckily it's right by me. Oh no, I'll use my red markets dice. This feels appropriate. oh, but I need an extra one. So let me roll one more. You're lucky. Pair of threes.
Oh, thank Christ.
Lex remembered to put the keys in his pocket before you guys took off.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
In death for keep hopefully saving you.
So pat him down, grab the keys, and run towards the... Which way's the car?
I have the map and compass. I marked down on the map where it was.
Okay.
We're moving around you for the moment.
Okay, where the hell are we?
Sorry, Jen,
It is a cloudy night. As I had said previously, you are not on the trail, and it is dark out.
I have a headlamp, though.
Okay.
I can at least see the map. Can I? Can I roll brains with outdoorsmen to like at least figure out the general area where we are?
Sure.
And figure out a path. Yeah,
to make an attempt to get on the right path. Sure.
So that was 3 ones. I'm going to spend 3 points to reroll that.
Weird.
Is that your... That's your primary, though, right?
That's my primary.
Okay.
Does that count, or are they valid?
It does not count for matches, but it does not count against you.
I'm going to spend 3 points to roll anyway, so...
To not die.
2 sixes and 2 twos. That's a way better roll.
Quite the swing.
Much better. You realize that you have gone pretty far west off path, and you need to start heading southeast to get toward the car.
Is there anything near us, like a ranger station or...
No, like there is nothing out here.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
So it's going to be a walk. But I think we can make it. I take out the compass and I like point to it and like, we're right here. We're somewhere around here. Car's right here. So it's gonna be a walk.
Okay, let's just get moving. We need to get out of here.
Yeah, let's get moving. And yeah, let's move.
Okay. Should
we try to move with stealth or should we just run?
We see something or hear something, maybe, god damn it, I don't know, it's a new situation for me, but I didn't expect us to get attacked by fucking forest goblins or whatever the fuck that was.
Look, then we just run, get out of here. Quick as we can.
Yeah, we'll run.
All right, so you're full out running.
Do I get a genre point for that?
Yes. And then roll me a finesse.
Both of us?
Yes, because you were both running at full speed.
Sixes. Fives.
Okay.
Yeah, straight. Matching pairs.
No matches? Any ones?
There's one, but...
Your primary, no, it doesn't... Actually, let me check. A check that generates no matching results reduces the total by 1d3 survival points, as well as one additional survival point for each one.
Okay, I have 6 survival points total, so I can at least afford to lose something.
Yeah, so roll a d3, and then
d3 plus subtract. 1.
Yep.
That was 4.
Oh, God. You're either one extreme or the other.
Yes, I'm at 2.
Okay. Now. You guys are taking off down the path, and you start hearing weird noises coming from in front of you.
Who has the keys?
I do. I pulled them out.
Right. Yes, we need to move.
Yep. Can I roll brains to see if I can see what's in front of us?
Do you have a light?
No, he does.
Mm-hmm. You have a cell phone. You can try to use that.
Sure, yeah, I'll try that. Brains. Rolling all my tens. Rolling all my no matches.
Uh-oh.
How many points do I lose? That's a 2, so that's 1 plus 1 for rolling no matches.
So you rolled no matches.
No matches, and no ones. And no ones.
Okay, so you lose 1d3 for no.
Okay. So I rolled a 2, so that's 1, so I'm at 6.
Okay. All right. You guys are basically just going to be in a kill scene, at least till you get back to the car.
Come on, it's clear. I don't see anything. Let's go.
Oh, sure.
I didn't get the chance to turn on the flashlight. I'm just trying to use the light from the home screen.
You didn't? Yeah, it was fine. You trip on something, and you tumble face first into the ground.
Oh, shit! Going to try to get up as quickly as I can, scramble to my feet.
Okay.
I will help him.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Because he has the keys!
Friend!
What do you want me to roll for helping him?
I can do finesse. You're trying to help him. Roll Brawn, sorry. Brawn makes more
sense. Oh, great, my poor skill.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that makes no sense then.
Or do you want to use the rules for lending a hand? Just has him, has me roll an extra die if he's helping me get up.
Yeah, you can do it that way. That's fine.
I would rather do that.
Okay, so to get up, would I roll finesse or brawn?
You're trying
to try to get up swiftly.
So roll finesse.
Okay. 5s.
Alright, you are up and off the ground. And you start running.
That brings me back to 7.
Just roll a brains check.
Yay, my best stat!
I mean, I could roll it, too.
That's 9.
Roll brains.
Okay, outdoorsman?
No, this doesn't require outdoorsman for that.
Amateur biologist?
Nope.
Oh, holy shit, 3 6s.
Damn.
Heard the sound of the keys fall out of his pocket when he jumped up.
Did I see where they fell?
You did not see precisely where they fell.
Keys fall out of your fucking pocket.
Hold on, just give me a sec. Scramble around, try to grab him through the underbrush.
You hear a branch snap.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Hurry, hurry, hurry!
You swing and look up with the flashlight on your head, Richard, and there are 2 sets of green glowing eyes in front of you. About 10 feet back in the woods.
So, what do I roll to try to grab the keys?
You're trying to find them.
Yeah, so brains?
Brains, yeah, brains works.
3s.
Roll 3s. You're flinging litter and leaves and branches, and you just see a glint and you grab it.
I just grab it, hopefully feel that it's the right thing, and like just keys, right? Go.
It feels like metal, it feels like keys. Do you say anything?
I got the keys, let's go!
Good run! And then I rolled a run.
You rolled a run. Roll me finesse. What are you guys at for points totals?
I'm at 2.
You're at 2.
Did that brains check not also add to that? Or
yeah, you can add that. That's fine.
That was like three. Was 3D. That was toppers. So
yeah. So that was three more points. So that puts you at 5.
That last one brought me up to 8.
Okay. You're just taking off down the road, like nobody knows. You're gone.
Okay. Time to roll to run.
You are rolling to catch up at this point. He's got the keys and he's ahead of you.
I rolled 3 8s.
Okay. You guys act as if you've been on a track team for the last 5 years and nobody knew.
Adrenaline's a hell of a thing.
Heck of a thing.
You have taken off into the dead of night, directly down the path. You are somehow still on the path now that you know where it was. You are heading right for the car. You see the car.
There it is. We got it.
Both
so we're almost there.
Brains checks.
Yeah, I will. Outdoorsman?
No. Well, No, not for this. But
nothing.
You're playing John. You're not playing Paul.
No. 2 5s.
Okay, you drive a stick. Thank God somebody
drives a stick. Homer.
Look, he wanted to feel like a badass.
Fair enough.
We are still in a kill scene, correct?
Yes, you have both reached technically enough points, but we're going to continue the kill scene until you get to the main road.
Okay, can I spend my genre points on something funny?
Sure.
What are you doing here? I can pull any other primary, secondary, tertiary character by spending 5 genre points.
You can.
Paul is going to wander out of the woods in just a daze.
Okay. Guys, you're running toward the car and someone just steps out in front of you.
Fuck!
Wait, who does he step out in front of?
The two of you are barreling straight toward him.
Can I roll brains to see if I can recognize him quickly?
Sure.
Are we in the car yet? Or?
You were almost at the car. You are a few feet from the car and someone has stepped out between you and the car.
I do not recognize him. And on reflex, I'm going to swing my stick at his head.
Okay. Richard? Can you roll a brains check? See if you can you quickly realize who stepped out in front of you?
Oh, you wanted me to roll a brains?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. 2 3s.
Okay, you see John getting ready to baseball swing Paul in the head.
Paul, fucking calm down!
No, John...
Shit! Oh my god! Oh my god, Paul, you okay? You look like shit.
Greg, why don't you talk for Paul?
I've just been running around all day, all night. What's going on?
We got the keys. We're getting the fuck out of here.
What about the others?
That's how close you are.
What about the others? They didn't make it.
What?
They didn't make it. They're gone. We got to get out of here.
Roll freak out, Jack, Paul.
You just have your stats.
There were two more people alive when you ran off into the woods.
Okay. D8s. No.
Paul's eyes glaze over. Fight or flight?
Flight. Gotta get in the car.
Track the fucking car.
All right. Paul's just diving into the car.
Shit. Richard, you drive stick?
I drive stick.
I shove the keys into his hand.
Yeah, I'll take them and get them into the car.
You hear this like weird blood curdling like scream coming from in the woods in front of you.
The fuck?
Drive!
Get us out of here!
What's going to you want me to roll for drive, Jen?
Roll me a brain check without any bonuses.
Oh, 2 6s.
2 6s. Okay. I'm going to post a quick little video for you guys to hear what it is that you hear screaming. can just click the first few seconds of that. You guys can see what it is, but you wouldn't know that. So you hear that screaming noise coming from out in the woods. And you're freaking out even more. You get in the car, you roll enough to be able to back out of this area. You are plowing down trees to get out of there. Paul, how many points do you have?
How many does Paul, he have?
Paul, did Paul technically survive that last kill scene, or is it what he had at the end of it when he ran?
He survived the kill scene. He actually survived it. So
okay, so
for left over for him.
So it's a D, is it still a D6 for secondaries, or is it?
It is a D6 point.
Okay, he had two left.
Okay, so there you go. Paul is at 2 points. The other two have already passed all the points they need, but Paul just showed up and just put you all back in danger.
Hey. We have to roll for a new kill scene.
Mm-hmm.
Roller.
Okay. So you have made your first successful roll because you rolled to be able to get the car out of there.
Okay, I retained 4 from the test.
Okay.
I keep 6.
Paul, you're freaking out. Like, you're losing it in the back seat. You dove into the car. You're kind of screaming. You're kind of in and out of it. You saw that thing that took the jerky. You don't even know. Your friends are all gone. There's 2 people in the car. What are you doing?
Greg. Muted.
I would like to try to toss something out of the back seat at the thing to try to hurt it.
Okay. You see 2 sets of eyes coming up to the car. They are moving as quickly as the vehicle.
That's not great. Finesse to aim?
Sure. What are you throwing?
Anything that's in the back seat.
Okay. Roll brains check, just to see what you grab.
Okay. Oh, they're D8s. That's not bad. Nothing.
You're reaching around for something. You grab the first thing you can. It is the portable jack for the car. And you throw it.
Okay. Now roll finesse.
Yep.
Okay.
It is heavy.
Nothing and a 1.
And you're secondary.
You got me this game. Congrats, Jeff.
Paul leans out the back window with this oversized portable jack because it's for a Humvee and it's not just the little one that you put in the back of the car. And he tries to chuck it out of the vehicle to kind of slow down whatever it is he sees in front of him because he's kind of losing it. And the weight of the jack kind of catches him off guard and pulls him out of the vehicle as he's leaning out. And as you are flinging it in reverse, the car runs him over.
Oh, God.
So oh, no! Flying backward, you just see Paul's body come rolling out in front of you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God, Paul! Fuck! Stop the car! We can get him!
We can't! There's nothing to get.
He's gone! No, he's tough. He can make it. We can get him.
No, he can't. A fucking hover crushed him.
Can they roll brains checks?
Roll freak out checks. Because you've seen another dead body.
Damn it. I got toppers.
Ah, fuck. 2 1s.
Okay. He's driving.
It's still a primary, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't get any successes with that. So you lose 1d3.
That's 3.
And how many did you have?
4.
Okay, so you're at 1. So you don't lose control of the car. And John realizes that there is no hope of saving Paul at this point.
God, oh God, oh God.
He was only here because of me.
Breathe out. God.
Richard is kind of freaking out. He has stopped the car.
John's going to reach over and just solve him.
Wait, what?
And yell at him to calm the fuck down and get us out of here.
You're gonna shake him like a woman in a 50s movie?
Sure, that works. That works better than slapping. Would that be spirit to try to calm him down?
Yeah, roll spirit check.
That's D8s. Fives.
Okay.
Yeah. Calm the fuck down, man. You're the only way we get out of here.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, fuck. Okay, what do you want me to roll for driving?
Keep rolling brains checks, I guess. Okay. Brains, we'll alternate between brains and finesse for maneuvering backwards down a wooded trail.
Sure.
In a vehicle.
Would outdoorsman count because it's an off-road vehicle? Oh, actually, no. Brains.
Yeah, I don't think outdoorsman works for that because outdoorsman is more like surviving in the wilderness and, you know, camping gear and that kind of stuff. All right, so roll.
That is 2 2s. I just rolled for brain.
Cool. You are maneuvering through. How many points did it put you at? 3 total, right?
Yeah, that's 3.
Okay. John, what are you at?
7.
7. Okay. John, he's slow going, but he's getting you out of there. You are seeing more than 2 sets of eyes now coming around. Seeing things on either side of the vehicle.
Okay, man, just stay calm. You got this. You can get us out of here. I believe in you.
Okay. Got this. So you want me to roll finesse then?
Yep.
Would spry count for...
The vehicle is not spry, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Okay. And I'm great. Do I continue rolling spirit to try to...
Yeah, you can try to assisting him if you want.
Two-twos again.
I'll assist him.
Okay, because that would give him 1 extra die, and he could possibly get an extra point out of it.
I did not.
Okay.
That's a 5. I'm at 5 right now.
Okay, so you're at 5, in the and John is at 7. Things are closing in. It's getting real scary, and then you hear twink, 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 tink, 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 tink.
It's a Hummer, at least. It should be able to fucking block.
Yeah, that is. Is the back window open? Oh shit! The back window's open.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Roll finesse checks for both of you.
Spry count.
Spry counts.
Would flexible count?
Sure.
Yay. Toppers.
Okay.
2 5s.
You both dodge out of the way as 2 different arrows like stick into the headrests of the back seat.
Holy shit!
Nice.
You realize
you might want to go. You might want to go faster. Close the window. Close the window.
Close the windows.
Are they automatic windows? I don't think they're automatic windows.
Yes. Numbers have been out of date for a few years now.
Is it is it a real Humvee or is it a off the car lot Humvee?
It's a Hummer.
It's a real Hummer, so it does not have electric windows.
What kind of goddamn hipsters drive these cars?
He rolled the windows up anyway.
I'm going to try to slink into the back.
Okay.
Does it not have a master windows control?
What is it?
Does it not have like a master window controls? Like it doesn't have a buttons for all the windows.
The driver's seat. An older vehicle.
Saying that my 2000.
All right, like, you also added it's his mom's Hummer, so it might actually be like a 2001, 2002 model.
Yeah, sure. All right, if you want it to be that, that's fine. Then it's got electric windows. All right, so you can close the window from the front seat.
Hey, done.
You start like closing the window from the front seat, and then another arrow flies in.
Shit.
Roll a finesse check.
Yeah, spry.
You take your finger off the button while you're trying to avoid the arrow. This is a painstakingly slowed down scene in the movie. They spent a lot of extra points and time on this. They wanted to show the speed of an arrow being able to get through a window. It was a new trick shot specifically for the film.
They spent the money on that high-speed camera. They're going to use it.
Exactly.
So I didn't get anything last time, so I spent 3 genre points, and now I have 2 sixes and two eights.
Okay. So if you think of it like knife camera, instead of it being knife camera, it's arrow camera, where you see the camera scene as attached, and the arrow is just in front of the camera as it flies through the window, and you see it aimed straight for Richard's head. Richard just dives to the left a little bit just in time, letting go of the button, and it just kind of hits the inner front rail on the car and sticks right in front of your face.
Oh, fuck. I think that puts me well past 8.
Okay, so you guys are flying out. You have hit it. You are now back out into the little parking lot. You spin back in a action movie-esque scene where you roll the car to spin around into a circle. And then you throw it into first gear and you start taking off.
I'm speeding, by the way.
Okay, all right. Yeah. You are.
I'm encouraging speeding.
You're encouraging speeding. Roll me one last finesse check as you take off into the night.
Hey, would this be good strike count or?
I'm sorry, what?
Strike count or not?
Try does not count for this.
I am going to assist, so you get the one extra die.
There is, yeah. Don't fail.
Oh, 2 8s.
Okay. You get 2 8s. You fly out of there, fly back up the little side road, and just peel out, getting on the on-ramp for the highway, and you just take off into the night. You have driven long past your home exit. You just are driving at this point in shock. Eventually, the next morning comes. You report that something happened with your friends to the police.
We were attacked by something.
You were attacked by wild animals in the woods.
And people with arrows.
And you tell them that there were little people with arrows?
I got proof of it.
Do you?
Yeah, there was one lodged in the inner rail, right?
Is it? It's there? You look, it's gone.
Oh, fuck.
All of the arrows that were in the vehicle are gone. The holes are still there.
The holes are still there.
So the next day you call the police and you tell them, do you tell them everything?
Say attack by wild, you know, can I roll brains to not maybe I should not sound like an utter crazy person.
Sure.
Brains to come up with a reasonable story that a cop would believe.
Okay.
And want to immediately get me thrown into a mental institution.
What is your brains dice on that is?
That's good.
Okay. Roll higher than halfway up the dice with a match. If that makes
sense. I have no matches.
You have. You just tell them everything. You have no control over what you're saying at this point. You're going on about all of this. You guys went out to the cliff. You were looking for folklore creatures. You were trying to film stuff. So-and-so was having sex with so-and-so. The other person had booze. So basically the police get out of this story that they had a bunch of drunk late teen, early 20s kids sneak out overnight to camp out and something went wrong and it just turned into this big mess and nobody believes anything you have to say about the little creature.
John thrown in jail or something for
you and John are held for questioning for sure, but they aren't sure what to make of it. There's no evidence. Actually, wait, who touched the body to grab the keys?
Hey,
John is held while you're let go, Richard.
Okay,
you're put into another room and you're asked a lot more questions.
I mean, I answer truthfully. I'm fucking freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It kind of just, the story at this point, you just see kind of a roll away and cut out from the police station where you're impatiently sitting in a room with a single table and a single chair. And John is just sitting in a jail cell, upset, big, wide-eyed, staring into the horizon kind of a look. And then you just kind of cut back to the woods. And you hear this, like, giggly, weird noises coming from the woods amongst all of the peeping frogs. And then the scene just kind of putters out. And that is the end of the Puckwudgie adventure.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey, I fucking made it.
So I did not.
Greg killed three characters this time.
I killed three characters.
All around.
So judging by the pictures you've shared with us, which I'll attach at least one of them as the episode art, mm-hmm. the one that is a real photo, not the actual art, because those are for the artists. Is this a real cryptid?
Yes, this is a actual local real cryptid. Literally about 20 minutes from where I live. And actually, if not closer to Mike. They are a local folk legend creature. One of the oldest spirit stories here in this country. They're originally Native American to the Algonquin and the Wampanoag tribes. And they are portrayed in a couple different lights, having a mischievous nature all the way up to a kidnapping and murdering nature.
They're shitty fairies.
They are basically a Native American version of certain types of fae, like the little goblins and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think like little people mess are really like kind of universal.
Common, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a really unique story, and it's really interesting to me because it's such a small and unique story to just this area. Mm-hmm. But the different tribes around the country have different versions and different names for the same creature. Mm-hmm. They all have slightly different looks.
The one really professional looking piece at the top almost looks like that you could maybe, in a mix of a setting, you could maybe use this kind of like a halfling analog in like a traditional fantasy type game.
I just was looking for images of them and I came across that one and I thought it was pretty awesome.
I would use it were it not someone's actual art.
Yeah, you can use the sign.
I definitely use the sign. That's
actually based on an article posted by the Fall River Police, where they put that sign up on April Fool's to put in the area.
Cops.
And then, that's just what I found for art for it. There's not a ton of different images of it, but they're a really interesting little folklore legend, and the entire area and setting that this story took place in is a place that actually Mike and I have been to.
Nice.
Yep. So it's a really beautiful park. It's really nice to walk around in.
Those are your pictures, or
No, those are just random. I didn't have time to pull out my old photos. But we were walking around on all of that. It is everything I was able to describe to you was able to describe from actual memories.
Nice. And I think that showed it was a really well designed scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Puckwudgies are a cool little creature. The more you learn about them, the more you realize they're probably based on people seeing porcupines.
Yeah.
Originally, because porcupines can stand on their hind legs and they have a almost human-esque face with the way their eyes are set. And they have a nose that kind of sticks out. So it fits very well into the descriptions.
Well, thank you very much for running for us again, Jen. We know we greatly appreciate some good old slasher flick.
Yay. I'm doing one note, but I am good at my one note.
It's a good note. What can we say? And we hope you enjoyed once again, listeners. As always, good night, Internet.
Thank you for listening to Technical Difficulties. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. More ratings will help us broaden the community. We're also on Patreon. For as little as a dollar, you can vote on which one-shots you'd like to see next. Other rewards at higher levels include listening to us record live and participating in quarterly backer games. We're close to our next level, where we'll release an exclusive Patreon show where we answer questions and give advice on running games. As always, thanks for listening, and good night, Internet.